Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome back to Pomp and Joe. Today it's a Donnie Football Friday. We are live from Bowser Chevy in Monroeville. Sports Talk on the Fan presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Donnie, I'm going to assume you have a number for me.
I do have a number, Joe, and it's 9. The Steelers are now +9 in the turnover differential. Only 2 teams in football better than them.
I got a number for you. 305. Justin Herbert leads all NFL quarterbacks in rushing. And I might add 2 more there, Donnie. 41 was his long run. This dude busted out for a 41-yard run and 6.1. That's his yards per attempt. He's the best running quarterback in football this year. Of course, he's been running for his life a lot. That accounts for some of it.
How about 50 points off turnovers that the Steelers have, +50 over their opponents? That is the best in football. Want to know where the Chargers come in at?
Please.
31st in the league, -36.
Wow. Nice number, and that's a candidate for the top number of the day. I got a number for you. If only I could pronounce his name, and I think I can. Tuipulotu at 10 tackles for loss and 7 sacks, Donnie. He is going to be a challenge to block in this game. I might throw in a forced fumble for him. He's actually a star.
And how about 4? Adafe Owe, the former Penn State great, traded from the Ravens to the Chargers a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
4 sacks since being traded to L.A. That is 5th most in the league in that time span.
I got a number for you, Donnie. It's 3, and this man leads the Steelers in rushing touchdowns with 3. Do you know who he is, Limits? Who leads the Steelers in rushing touchdowns?
Kenneth Gainwell.
Very good, Donnie.
It is Kenny G. Good pull there, Limits.
Kenny G. Go ahead.
Love Kenny G. 2.8. The Chargers blitz 6 or more defenders just 2.8%.
Wow.
Of the time. That is the lowest in the entire league.
I got a number for you. 9. For all the grief we've given him, and certainly I have, Joey Porter Jr. has 9 passes defended.
I think he had 4 last week.
Yeah.
He had a wild week. I think he gave you the full Joey Porter Jr. experience.
Yes, he did.
In that game. 87.8 is my number here. The Chargers average 87.8 more yards per game than their opponent. That is the best in the league.
That's interesting. That really is. 60.6%. That's how often the Chargers pass the ball. And according to our friend Matt Williamson over at Steelers.com, and a lot of these numbers are from him, quite frankly. Only six offenses throw the ball at a higher rate. Now, the converse number is 63.5%. That's how often Steelers opponents throw the ball, and there's only two defenses in the league that face more passing. It's interesting, Donnie. People, why aren't they running more against the Steelers? Maybe because they think that the pass is so inviting, or has been until last week.
And you bring up the run game, and it makes me think of the Steelers' own run game. And my number here is 2.7. We talked about explosive plays on the offense. Pittsburgh has an explosive run rate of just 2.7%. That is 32nd. That is last in the NFL.
You'd think without Najee, that thing would go up on its own, no matter who was running the ball. You know, I thought about my previous number, why teams pass so much. The Colts did account for a lot of that. They went strictly pass. Well, they were passing early in the game, and then they had to throw. That was a crazy number of attempts. 7%. That's Aaron Rodgers' touchdown rate. That's fifth in the league, Donnie.
My number here is 165, and it's related to Aaron Rodgers. His next game with multiple touchdown passes, which could very well be Sunday night in
could
L.A.,
be.
That will break a tie that Aaron Rodgers has with Peyton Manning for third most multi-touchdown pass games in NFL history, and the number sits at 165.
Holy ostrich milk. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. 50-minute mark on the fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Okay, let's stay with Aaron Rodgers. 17 touchdown passes this season. That's already the most by a Steeler quarterback since Ben in 2021.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That is a damning number to some of the guys that fell in between.
Wow.
He's played eight games.
Yeah, that's not good.
And even Russell Wilson, say what you will about him last year, he got in, what, 12 games?
Yeah.
11 or 12 games, and he had 16 touchdown passes. But, man, it was ugly there for a couple of years post-Ben. 14.8 is my number here, and this is about the Chargers' defense. They play in their base defense just 14.8% of the time. Only three other defenses in the league do that less. These guys love to play in the dime. They do that almost 20% of the time.
Run on them, Donnie. Run on them. Here's a number that shocked me, actually. 2.54. That's the Steelers' points per drive. I mentioned it in the last segment. Only six offenses are producing more points per drive than the Steelers. I think that's a telling stat, Donnie. I guess it indicates if they had the ball more, we'd see more points, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, what, the defense was on the field for 78 plays last week. I mean, that's a ton. I know that they won the game. It was a lot of garbage at the end. But, yeah, as as many gripes as we could try to have with the offense, I mean, that matters true. And I think that another good number here is 20, because in their last six games, they have scored 20-plus points in each of those games.
And yeah.
Normally, depending on your opponent, that's going to be good enough to at least be right there in every game and give your defense an opportunity to win it.
Hey, man, if you have one of the greatest defenses in history, 20 should be enough to win. I got a number for you, Donnie. 12. 12 different Steelers have recorded a sack this season.
How about 286? Brought this number up earlier. That is the yards after catch this year that DK Metcalf has. That is the third highest in the NFL. So sometimes it's tough to get him the football, but when he has it, he's explosive.
When he catches it, one is my number. One little lonely interception for Dante Jackson.
He led the team last year, didn't he?
Yes, he led this team.
What do you have, six?
They can't be that good if Dante Jackson's starting for them, Donnie, can they?
81.8 is my number here, and we get back to the Chargers passing offense. 81.8% of their touchdowns have come via passing the football, the highest percentage in the NFL.
87.3, that's the Steelers' run game. That's 30th in the league. That got to change, and it's got to change starting Sunday night, I think.
How about 23%? I don't think you did this one. Did you do the one about Aaron Rodgers passing the football 10-plus yards down the field?
No, I didn't.
Joe, his pass attempts of 10-plus yards, the lowest rate in the league at just 23%. Think of the contrast from last season. Now, they're getting better quarterback play out of Rodgers, but think about the amount of moon balls and deep passes that Russell Wilson threw last year, sometimes haphazardly.
I like it.
Rodgers the lowest in the league.
3.4, the Steelers average. I'm back to their sacks. 3.4 sacks per game. Only Denver and Detroit get to the quarterback more often. Now, I realize it's been a little boom or bust, but it goes in combination with the Chargers being pass happy and with the Chargers having banged up doesn't begin to describe the state of their offensive line. Finish us off, Donnie. What do you got?
And I'll do it with a bang. This will be like a grand finale, like a fireworks show. The impact that Joe Alt has on Justin Herbert.
I saw this
who
number.
Not play in this game. So here is a whole slew of numbers. Herbert has 184 dropbacks with Joe Alt on the field. He averages 8.3 yards per attempt, 9.1 air yards per attempt, a touchdown rate of 7.1%, and an interception rate at just 1.9%. Now, how about without Joe Alt on the field? Roughly the same number of dropbacks, 193 there. Every single number is worse for Justin Herbert. 6.5 yards per attempt, 6.9 air yards per attempt, just a 4.1 touchdown percent rate, and an interception rate that jumps up an entire percentage at 2.9.
Limits, you might say that without him, the Chargers enter an alternate universe. You like that horse?
No, I would rather say that the pass protection is Control-Alt-Delete and that the Steelers should be able to get there to Herbert.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That might be one of Limits' best.
I think he usually gives us an award. Maybe he gets the award for the best number, even
control,
though it wasn't
alt,
a number.
Delete.
Yeah, Control-Alt-Delete.
Delete.
That's unbelievable, Limits, and thank you for that.
Thank you. I came up with it on the fly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.